A window factory in Chicago that was the scene of a tense sit-in by workers last December is reopening. The workers protested when Republic Windows and Doors abruptly shut down the plant after filing for bankruptcy. Now a company that makes energy-efficient windows is reopening the factory with indirect help from a big federal stimulus package. NPR's David Shaper reports.
This was the scene back in December, scores of workers staging a sit-in at the Republic Windows and Doors factory in Chicago while fellow employees and supporters marched and chanted outside. The company had just announced it was closing down and laying off all 300 of its employees and that it wouldn't pay severance, leading union employees, including Raul Flores, to hunker down inside the plant.
We're going to stay the longest it takes.
After six tense days, the company and its bankruptcy financiers reached a deal to pay the workers severance. The workers went home and ultimately on unemployment, while the plant went dark for more than 4 months. Now the lights inside the factory are back on.
Oh, it was kind of like a ghost town, you know, it was nobody around.
Vicente Rangel is part of a skeleton crew of about a dozen former Republic workers now preparing to reopen the window factory.
It was all dusted. It was a lot of dust.
Rangel is a maintenance technician, so he's been cleaning up that dust and getting the machinery in the plant ready to be turned back on as California-based Sirius Materials gears up to restart production here. Sirius Materials bought Republic's assets in February. CEO Kevin Serrace said Monday the company is expanding to capitalize on the federal government's massive stimulus spending.
And so the opportunity for us is unbelievable with this Recovery Act.
The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, as the stimulus package is known, includes $8 billion in weatherization and energy efficiency grants for things like new windows in office buildings, as well as tax credits for homeowners who buy new energy-efficient windows.
There's between $30 and $60 billion, if you include all the School Act stuff, too, that can come to us. And $60 billion is a lot.
Serrace doesn't pretend Sirius Materials can get all of that work, but because his company specializes in green building materials, including energy-efficient windows and glass, it is well-positioned to get a significant slice of stimulus money spent on making buildings and homes more energy-efficient. Last month, the company reopened a similar shuttered window factory outside of Pittsburgh. The Obama administration is quick to highlight its role in creating these green jobs with stimulus funds, sending Vice President Joe Biden to the president's hometown Monday to mark the occasion.
The single greatest immediate impact on the environment that we can have as a nation is weatherization. That's the immediate biggest bang for the buck. And it has the advantage of creating jobs, jobs right here in America.
Biden met with some of the workers who staged the highly publicized sit-in 5 months ago. Maintenance technician Vicente Rangel says he believes that demonstration is why he is working today.
Nothing of this could have happened. I mean, this is the reality. You know, as long as you stay together and you focus and you believe on something, you gotta fight for it. And that's what we did.
But while Rangel is back working, his wife is still unemployed. She, too, worked in the window factory, but hasn't yet been called back to work. Sirius Materials says it should be able to hire back almost all of the laid-off workers within a year. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.